anything from going to downtown Athens and, you know, working on Saturdays down there or whatever, all the way to more distant things out of the country or out of the country even further, say to New York or somewhere like that, you know, and or it can go, you know, to really out of the country. It can be a short time, a few days to a week, to a month. But you, I think you realize that when it goes beyond that, to where you actually go and live on the field for a while, and especially when you go and live there for a long time, you're dealing in a different world altogether. For example, what Christina is doing, where she has been in Taiwan now, this is the second time for a year at a time. That's just kind of a different thing than a quick trip down to Mexico. It's just a different thing. It requires much more commitment. You literally postpone your life and give that portion of your life to God. And it's a pretty big deal. It's, of course, not the same thing as when you give God your life from then on, but it still is a very large thing. I wanted to say that because Cassidy's going to come give a presentation of a work that God's called her to do. She signed on for a year. It's just a different type thing, and I want you to understand that. And again, I want to thank her for being patient. She has shifted with me at least that one time, and in my memory, it seems like there may have been one other shift that she did and adjusted, and I love flexibility, and she's sure been that way. So anyway, Cassidy, you come on up. I'm going to stay right here with you so you can stay here in this pulpit and be comfortable about it, but you just come right ahead, please, ma'am.
Hello, everyone. Thank y'all for just being patient. Thank you for praying that this thing works. So I'm really thankful that we have a PowerPoint to show. I had put together a short video, but we don't have the video to play at this moment. So if anyone wants to stay after, I'll show it on my computer in shifts if you want. So if you want to see it, then I have that. But my name is Cassidy, for those of you who may not know me, and I just graduated from college with a degree in elementary education, and I was able to take this trip with my school, North Greenville University, back in May, and we were there for about a month. We were primarily in a town called Hoima, so I'm going to kind of shift back and forth sometimes so I can see what's on the screen, just to let you know. But for the first half of our trip, we were in this little town called Hoima in Uganda, and we worked with Hoima Baptist Fellowship, which is just a small, really fundamental Baptist church. And to my knowledge, it's probably the only really Bible preaching church in that area. If there's another one, then I don't know of it. But I can tell you that the body of believers in this church, they are solid. And the way that they live and the way they love the Lord is super, super encouraging. This is the pastor and his wife, Pastor Gordon and Esther. And you can see that they're a pretty young couple to be leading a church. But like I said, their love for the Lord and their wisdom is really amazing. So I ask that you would please pray for this church, and specifically for Pastor Gordon and Esther as they minister there. They're truly being a city on a hill. One ministry that this church has is a children's home. And we would call it an orphanage, but they refer to it as a children's home. They have about 17 children right now, and young people from their church about my age, they take care of the children full time. They live with them, they cook for them, they clean for them, they look after them. These are orphans. And the building that you see, the brick building, is where they are now, and the picture next to that is where they want to be. While we were there, our leader who helps to fund the children's home, he was meeting with some people and talking with them about trying to buy this property. It's called the African Village, and this is only a small snapshot of the whole property. It's really a beautiful place, and in his words, he said it would be like Disney World for these kids. And so I would ask you to pray specifically for the children in this children's home, for these orphans, and that the Lord would just provide for them to be in this village. Because one day it could be a school, and it would just be a blessing. So. The second part of the trip, we traveled up north to a people group called the Eek people. And this is probably what people envision when they think about Africa. These are probably the pictures that pass through your mind. These villages are very remote, not hardly any of them speak English. It was amazing how the Lord provided with us a few translators as we were there so that we could share with them and we could talk to them, but it was very rare that you found anyone who spoke English. So that being said, they don't have a Bible in their language. They don't have a Bible-believing church up there. And we spent about 3 days with them. And I'm just going to be honest, those 3 days felt like a lifetime. And we thought about that, though, you know, our team, you know, how hard these 3 days to us seem being up here. But for them, it's life. Like, for them, it's not 3 days. For them, it's 89 years or however long that they survive. So because they are a little bit more remote and a little bit more uncivilized, we had to simplify the things that we did and how we communicated with them. So we just talked with them. We talked to them about their culture, trying to establish relationships and maybe build a foundation for people who came in after us. We passed out small gifts like small blankets and just hand wipes for them to wipe their hands and wipe some of their noses, the kids' noses. And just really shared the simple message that Jesus loves them. And we taught them how to say that in English. And at the end of the day, we as a team would debrief, and we marveled that maybe these people could be speaking English for their first time, and their first English words are "Jesus loves me." And that was a really powerful thing just in my heart to realize. So it was just realizing that I was in the ends of the earth, that I was just such a small individual, but that the Lord would allow me to go to the ends of the earth to take His name to the Eat people was really overwhelming for me to take in. These are just some of the highlights that I wanted to talk about individually. And I'll start with the first picture in the very top corner. That is a picture of the women's jail. On this particular day in Hoima, we went around to some different, we went to the prison and we went to the jail in Hoima. And after we did that, we went around back to the women's jail. And here I was able to share my testimony and a message of hope from the story of Hagar with these women. And one of my teammates came behind me and shared a step-by-step presentation of how they can know the Lord and how they can be saved. And some of the women here, they did testify that they wanted to accept the Lord at that time. So that is a women's ministry and just encouraging and discipling and reaching women for the Lord is something that that I have a heart for and a passion for. So I was really thankful to be able to do that and share in that way. And the picture right below that, the large group picture, some of our team, we were able to go into a nursing school in Hoima and facilitate a Bible study. And this was more of a time with believers and just encouraging each other and just sitting around and talking around the Word of God and talking about how to be godly women in their culture, in a culture that requires some really or demands some immoral things of them sometimes. But the topic of the Bible study was purity, and we've talked about relationships a lot too. And that was just a really sweet time, just one of my favorite moments. And the two pictures on your right are from the Eek, when we went up to the Eek villages. And the bottom picture that you see is actually when we were teaching them how to say "Jesus loves me." And that's what we're doing with our hands. And the top picture, they were taken on the same day. And right before this picture was taken, it had started to rain. And after it stopped raining, we climbed on top of this hill and we beheld this view. And this is just just a snapshot of the whole view. We could even see over into Kenya, and it was really beautiful. And just to sit on top of the mountain and just realize how great and how big God is. And it was just a reflection of how beautiful the day as a whole had been, but just how good God was showing Himself to be to our team. And this is just one last story that I wanted to share. And this was one of my, it's hard to choose a favorite, but this was one of my favorites, and because it was a specific answer of prayer for me. But one verse that the Lord just kept sending to me and reminded me of was 2 Corinthians 4:18. And it says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And this is why I just kept going back to that verse and was so encouraged by that verse, is because as we would conduct VBSs in schools, or we would speak to people of the Muslim religion and just talking to people here and there, and not feeling like we were really seeing a lot of fruit for everything that we were pouring out, the Lord just always reminded me, you know, you can't see everything that I'm doing behind the scenes. And you're never going to know the internal impact that is going to come of you guys being here. And this is one of those stories. So one day after we did a VBS at one of the schools in Hoima, we went to a street vendor. He sells shoes made out of tires. And so we were there, and this baby walks up to me. And on the way to town, the days we had been there, I'd been praying that the Lord would just do something really big, and that he would lead me to someone that I could share with, and that I would just see that the Lord had led me there to talk with that person. And we had been at this place a couple of days before, and the same baby had come up to us, but this time, like, I reached down and picked her up and held her, and I started looking around at the other people on the street and trying to find out whose baby she was. And nobody was claiming her. They were like, "No, she's not mine." And so it's not abnormal for the Ugandans to let their children wander on the streets, but this baby was maybe 2 or 3 years old, and in our minds we would think, who would let their toddler just walk up and down the streets? So we decided to go and find the mom. So we walked down the street a little ways, and we finally found her. And the mom's name was Jane. And so I set the baby down, and she started playing with the beads on my salvation bracelet. If you're familiar with the wordless book and the colors, that's the idea behind the salvation bracelet. And so I had some extras in my bag, pulled one out, tied it around the baby's wrist, and I looked at the mom and said, "Can I tell you what these colors mean?" And so through a translator, I started sharing the gospel with her through the colors on the salvation bracelet. And I could tell that she was really listening, and she was really considering what we were saying, and, you know, got to the end of it and invited her to accept the Lord, and she said she wasn't ready. And so we talked to her a little bit more. We told her about the church, and we prayed with her. And one of my teammates came behind me, and he said, "I really, you know, we came to share the gospel with her because of that baby, and that baby came and brought us to her so that we could share the gospel with her, and that's awesome." And I really believe that that's what happened. I really believe that the Lord sent that baby my way so that we could go and find her mom and share the gospel with her. And although, you know, what I could see, the thing that was seen was that she didn't accept the Lord at that moment, but the things which are not seen that are eternal was maybe she has since then. Maybe she did that night or the next morning, or maybe years later, if she hears the gospel again, the seed will have already been planted and she can accept the Lord. And so I just was really thankful that the Lord answered my prayer so directly in that way through that little baby. And just in closing, as most of you know, like Brother Tom said, I'm going back to teach for the coming school year in a town called Jinja. And I was able to visit Jinja for a few days while I was there. And this is a picture of the street. And the schoolhouse is also pictured on this slide. And the school's name is Kilimbera Homeschool Center. And I'll be teaching Monday through Thursdays, and I'll have Fridays off to be able to go into the community and hopefully serve with the locals and try to reach the natives and the Ugandans there. But my goals are to get involved with the orphanage, start a women's Bible study that I can have daily, and maybe have some children's Bible clubs outside. Just whatever opportunities the Lord opens, but those are the things that I'm going in with a vision trying to find. But I just want to thank y'all so much for all of your prayers and support up to this point, and for all of the prayers that I know you're going to continue to offer, because I know that's just how y'all are. And it really means so much to me to have a church family. To have a church family that I know without a doubt is praying and is interested in what the Lord's doing in my life and is excited with me. So thank you for loving me, but thank you for loving the Lord even more. And if you want to know how you can specifically pray for me, then I ask that you would pray this. And it's 1 Kings 8, and I'm just going to read 58 through 61. But it says that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. And let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require. That all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. Let your heart, therefore, be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. Thank you.
All right. She'll be salaried, of course, at the school. However, if you're familiar with mission schools, you when they mention the word salary, you need to start laughing at what they would pay. So anyway, she's going to need some extra help. If you could do that, that would be a wonderful thing. And having said that, I believe you folks are already this way, but I just want to encourage you to be this way. If God brings someone to your mind, and you just have this unexplained thought, I wonder if I should help those folks. You need to really do that. Just thinking back now, I cannot even remember. We give our young people always the opportunity. They're going to take a trip like this. They get to present it, and that way if anybody wants to help, they can, and certainly you can pray. But I can't even remember Christina presenting this time. Did she present this time? I didn't think she did. And I know that Christina's been over there a good night. How long has it been? 6 months? 9 months? 2 years now. Wow. Will somebody lead me home, please? But anyway, been there a long time, and she has to have needs. I wish y'all would remember her and just think about it. Anytime we send someone out, we send them out. I mean, we send them out. God calls them out. We send them out. And just if God lays that on your heart, please do so. Please help them out. And there are, of course, ways to do it. I want to encourage you to do it. I was interested in a lot of the pictures there. I was looking at that little girl. I thought it was a little boy there that Cassidy picked up. I'm glad she said a little girl. And then I also was looking at the picture of the women's prison there. Did you see that prison guard over there, that woman? Did y'all have a look at her? Boy, if you did, I bet nobody backtalks that woman. I mean, she just looked rough as she could possibly be there. I'm sure she runs a real tight ship there in the prison. I've been thinking about, should we have a little an extra song here? Should we go... I tell you what, Brother Mark's leading tonight. Brother Mark, come back. Let's lead one more here. And if you musicians don't mind coming back, let's sing one more. And then I'll teach the Bible lesson.